You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Welcome, everybody. This is GTT Beginners National Conference Call,
where we will focus on navigating websites using quick navigation keys with a screen reader on a PC computer on May 28th, 2019.
And let's get started with a bit of navigation. Basically, navigating a website, there's a couple of really key elements that we need to use. The letter H for heading navigation is really important. I sometimes use the letter F for form fields, which is an important navigation tool, particularly when you're on a website that has a form you want to fill out, you know, name, first name, last name, address, those sorts of things. The letter F will move you through all of those form fields, including any radio buttons or checkboxes that might have to be acted upon. What are some of the other ones? E for edit fields. You get on a Google search or a CELA library search. If you want to get right to the edit field where you can type in your search string, the letter E will always get you to any edit field on a page. Those are certainly by far the most often used shortcut keys or quick navigation keys that I use on any particular web page. Sometimes if I notice that, I think the other day I was reading a CNIB newsletter and I found that using the letter G for graphics got me to the beginning of each article in that particular newsletter because they had a graphic in front or at the top of every single article. So hitting the letter G or shift G, which got me backwards to the previous one, would always, you know, would allow me to move through the newsletter more efficiently without having to read every single article to get to the fifth one, which was the only one I wanted. So, and as I just mentioned, shift G will move you backwards. Adding the shift key to any of these quick navigation keys always moves you back to the previous one. You'll notice for those of you who use NVDA, when you get to the last element on a page, for example, the last heading, NVDA will stay there. If you hit H again, it'll just say no more headings found on this page. So you can only go backwards with a shift H to go back through the headings. Whereas programs like JAWS, when you get to the last one, if you hit H again, it'll loop around and take you to the first one it finds at the top of the page. So JAWS does loop around, NVDA does not. So don't be confused by that depending on which one of those you're using. Quick nav keys, I'm going to show it to you on a website, but do know that if ever you receive a Microsoft Word document or a PDF file and you notice that it is marked up with headings, so as you're reading through it, if JAWS or NVDA says, you know, heading level one and then reads the text to you, then you can also use these quick nav keys in those places as well, but you have to turn on quick nav keys by using insert plus the letter Z, and that will take you out of editing mode in a Microsoft Word document and allow you to access all of these links and all of these headings and whatever other form fields might be on that document. In any of your email messages, if ever you notice that you've opened up a newsletter in your email program, these quick nav keys will also work when you have that email message open. So don't hesitate to use the letter H to move from heading to heading. So for now, I'm going to go through the GTT program blog page that we use. That's where we post GTT meeting invitations, and sometimes I post some articles that I think are interesting, and we post summary notes and those sorts of things in there. So I'm just going to walk you through how to navigate that particular page. So I'm going to Alt-Tab over to it. Okay, so now I'm on the web page that is called
Program Log and Acknowledge Mozilla Firefox.
So I'm using Mozilla Firefox. I'm using JAWS 2019, and I have here a Windows 10 computer. So if it's a little bit different on your device, it might be because of the different technologies that we're using. So the headings list is one of the ways that you can pull up all the headings on a particular page, and then you can arrow your way through it. So let's give that a try. So I'm going to use Insert plus the F6 key to pull up all the headings on this page into a list. Okay, so there's 46 headings on this page, and if I arrow through them, you'll hear each heading as we go. So that's the heading of one of the articles that we've posted here to this GTT blog site. This always shows up at the bottom of each of our postings because we also automatically post to the GTT program on Facebook. So, or actually it's on Twitter. So I'm going to move down, arrow one more.
National Conference Call, the agenda, Mavican website, C19-1.
So there's another posting that we put up there.
Program.
And again, and this, it says three behind it. So at GTT program, which means we had automatically published this to Twitter, and it's a level three heading. So I'm going to down arrow again.
The Edmonton Summary Notes, C19-1.
And there's the Edmonton summary notes. I forgot to tell people what those notes were about. So there you go. I just found an error I have to go back and fix. So if I pressed enter on this, I would be at the top of this particular article if that's the one I want to read. Down arrow again.
At G program.
This shows up below every single article. So here I go again, down arrow. So that's an article that was posted for yesterday's meeting. I'm going to go and remove that later today.
Council of the Blind, C1, Hadley training videos and scanners, 2, first hour, 2.
Now, here's something that's different. Now, all of a sudden, we're getting all of the headings from this particular article, which we didn't see that happening with the other ones.
Second hour, for more information, contact.
So this is all part of that particular article.
B-backgrounder, 1, B-national office, at G-program.
Now, we're finally at the bottom of that particular article. And move. If I down arrow again, we'll move to the next one. Okay, so that's how you can use the list. Sadly with these things, I use the letter G a lot for GTT and for guest posts. So I'm going to just hit the home button, which will take me all the way back to the top of the list right away. And now I'm going to just try a few different keystrokes, because once you have things in a list like this, you can use first letter navigation. So
national conference call, the agenda, navigation.
So see, this time I skipped right past the Donna's low-tech tips. And so I'm gonna hit the letter G again and see which one I get next. So that's just typing the letter G, and it moves me from one heading to the next. There's a different one, guest post. So at any rate, whenever you get any of these things into a list, folks, first letter navigation works in that list, because this is a JAWS list, and I think NVDA does the same sort of thing. So I'm going to hit home again and get back to the top.
Oh.
So that's the list of all the headings. And I'm just going to pull up the list of all the links, and we'll have a look at how different that is. And then I'm
Escape.
So I'm going to do a control home to make sure I'm at the top. And there I am. Now I'm going to do insert F7 to pull all the links that are on this page into a list.
This dialogue. Skip intent, 1 of 371.
Oh, there's only 371 links here. So that should be easy to navigate. Anyway, so we can down arrow through this. I'll just go down arrow through a few just to give you a sample of what's here.
Program login. Tom has left.
Bye, Tom.
New item. E-tech articles. Donna's low tech 3H / double.
See, this is a link that was in that article of Donna's. That one too.
/www.
See, I'm not fond of that style of link. I prefer to hide them behind some text that we can use. But this is the way most of these things are when you're out there on the web. And there's that Twitter account, Facebook. So, this is, and again, with this list of links, we can hit first letter navigation. So I'm going to hit the letter G. Right. So I wonder if there's any other letters used. Right. So first letter navigation, anytime you're in a list, will always work. Remember that when you're on a web page, control home is what gets you to the top, and control end will get you to the bottom. But when you're in a list like this, it's home and end by itself. So there I am at the top. Now I'm going to hit escape to close the list and drop me back into the web page. And I'll just do a control home to make sure I'm at the top. Okay, so that's the links list and the headings list. Those are the ones you're going to use the most. And I want also for you to start listening when you're on a web page, listen for what level the headings are at, because there's six levels of headings, I think, that are available. There might be more, but very few people use any more than three or four. So in this particular web page, I always use the number one instead of the letter H. And I do that actually on most web pages, because the number one will take you to the first level one heading, which should always be the most important heading on a web page. The number two, if you type it on your number row, it will take you to the first level two heading it finds, and so on through to number six. Those numbers on the number row correspond to the level one heading. So let's give that a try right now. I'm going to hit the number one key on your number row.
Key program, log and resources, heading level one.
So that's at the very top of the page, and I'm going to hit number one again.
Key tech articles, not as low tech tips, 8/27/2019, heading level one.
So that took me to the top of an article, the Donna's Low Tech Tips. Now I can down arrow through this particular article.
Blank. 7/2019. Blank. Blank. Hi there, it's Donna, and thank you for allowing me to come.
Right? So as soon as you find the heading you want, the article you're looking for should be right below it. So you take over with your arrow keys and move your way through.
National conference call, meet agenda, navigating websites.
So there I just hit the number one again, and we move to the next article. But I want to just check something. I'm going to go back to Donna's. No, I'm going to do it from this one. Now that I'm at the
heading level one, layers, national conference call, meet agenda, navigating websites, 8/20/2019.
So that's the heading of this article. I'm going to now press the number two key to see if I have any level two headings in this article.
In Council of the Blind, see heading level one. Padley training videos and scanners, heading level first hour, heading level two.
Yeah, no, you see, that didn't, I don't have any headings in that article.
In Council of the Padley training, see admin and summary notes, first national.
So I started out way up here at GTT Beginners, and when I hit the number two, it took me three articles down the list until it found a level two heading. So at any rate, that's the key to it is, when I click on something on a web page, let's say, for example, I click on Contact Us, if I want to find an organization's phone number, the first thing I will do when I get there is hit the number one key, because it should take me to a level one heading, and I would hope that they will have used the level one heading to start, you know, to take me to the beginning of the most important part of that page, which was what I came there for, the contact information. So that's always my first strategy. If that doesn't work and doesn't get me to the information I'm looking for, then I might pull the headings up in a list so I can have a look at all the headings that are on the page to see if I can, you know, get to what I'm looking for quickly and easily. And that's what all of these navigation keys are meant for. They're called quick navigation keys because they're intended to help us get to what we want as quickly as we can. On this page, if any of you have not yet done it and you would like to, you can subscribe to this page so that everything we post here will land in your inbox. So I'm just going to quickly show you how to do that. I'm going to do Control End to get me to the bottom of the page.
List
oh no, am I on a list? Escape, I don't think so.
List
all right.
Follow.
So all I did is I did Control End to get to the bottom, and then I up arrowed once.
Follow.
And there's a follow link. I'm going to press Enter on that.
Enter. Enter your email address, edit, read only, enter address, edit.
So you heard JAWS pop, so I'm in the edit field now. I can type in an email address here, and, well, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to put in my home email, or my work email address.
Birth, period, E, at, L, A, nation.
So I put in my work email address. Now I'm going to tab once.
Ed, sign me up button.
Sign me up button.
Space.
And let's see what.
GTT program log and resources and dash get together acknowledgeable to our blind or have low Mozilla Firefox.
So let's see if I got any kind of a message telling me that that was an error or if I was successful.
Wrapping the top. GTT program log and resources. Ed.
So I hit the letter H and it wrapped me around to the top.
Tech articles, not as low.
Nope. So there's no, it doesn't appear to be any kind of message that tells me whether or not I succeeded.
List and testing level one. Before attempt, describe the more blogs.
Okay. So here we are. I do have an error message. message, so I'm just going to hit Shift H.
Program heading level 1 link graphic Canadian link graphic PADX80/10 link Canadian Council of the Blind 500 like page button learn more button.
Nope, that's not giving me the info. I'm going to do Control N to go back to the bottom, and I'm just going to arrow up until I find the right info.
List and nested before attempt. You already have several pending subscription manager.
You see, I've already asked to subscribe to this. And I need to go and clean some of that up. So now I see what the error message is. So I'll go and fix that later.
You already visited the program login.
So for some reason, I've already tried to subscribe for my work email address and it hasn't worked. So I better go clean that up later today. Anyway, that about covers some of those quick nav keys. If anybody else has any sort of comments or questions, Kim, Brian, did I miss anything?
Hi, Kim. I just wanted a couple of that I use a bit, and that is I use B for buttons sometimes. Like, so if you know that something's a button where you're going to have to subscribe, hitting B or Shift B will take you to the button. I also visited links, B for visit links. If it's a site you visited before and you know that you only go to a certain link, you can hit for visited link, which can be very useful. Those are two that I use a fair bit. Besides, I mostly use the links list and the headings list. And like Albert said, the heading level one. And I'm just wondering, I have Nolan, is there any?
I'll just add that I use I like using X for checkboxes.
Yeah, X for checkboxes.
Yeah, I didn't go through each and every one of them, but want to go back to the visited link for anybody who has transitioned from using the computer visually to now not seeing it. Whenever you click on a link on a web page, it goes from a blue link to a pink or a red link, and that's how visually the computer is telling you that you have visited this link before. But for those of us who don't see, it doesn't tell us that it's red, but it just tells us that it is a link we have visited before. So letter V gets us to it quickly. If we come to a web page and always visit that same part of it, hitting V will get us to that really fast. So Nolan was starting to expand on it. X will get you to a checkbox. So if you know that there's a checkbox on the page you need to click, typing the letter X will get you there. One of the ones I use when I'm searching the CELA website, for example, after I've done a search and I've found that, yeah, the book title I'm looking at is the one I want, with the new website, I hit the letter C to get to the combo box where I can choose the format that I want, DAISY Direct to Player or DAISY Download Zip or whatever. So C will get you the combo boxes as a quick link or a quick nav key.
I have a question, like it's just a general question, because a lot of people ask, they go to a site first. I know, so Albert, you were going by headings. I just wondered what the consensus was when you're just trying to examine a website and kind of figure out where you want to be on it. You go by headings, you go by links, you just go down arrow a little bit or tab around a little bit. I'm just curious to know what people to do.
I'll start it. I certainly always use headings. Typically, though, Kim, I will use the number one heading all the way through the page to see what they've done, you know, in terms of level one heading. If they don't have any of those, then I'll try the number two. And then maybe after that, I'll try the headings list.
Yeah, I usually go by heading, but I'm just curious if people have any other ways that when they're on a site they've never seen before, what they...
Yeah, it's Louise. I do two things. I'll go for headings first to find out what the top, you know, and if I'm specifically looking for something, sometimes I will take and use my link. Say, if I know I'm looking for how to contact, I never thought about use headings. I've always linked. I've instantly gone into a links list, gone looking for specifically, because you know you can do first letter navigation. And I'll go and search if I'm looking for, like, sign up, or if I'm looking contact us. I'll use my links first.
You notice, Louise, on this web page, we had 46 headings, but we had 300 and some odd links.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say as soon as I go into my links, if I know I'm specifically looking for something.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not looking for something specific and want to go and just search the website, I'll use headings. But if I'm going onto a site and I'm specifically looking, so if I went onto, let's just say, Sobey, you know, website, I wanted to contact and find a store location. Contact is usually where, or location. So I'd use that letter L or to get to those areas first, because I know that's what I'm looking for.
You bet. That's really important. And this is where, whenever I do any web testing or any sort of advising with anybody who creates websites, I'm always very, very adamant about intuitiveness. Never use, I always say to them, never use something like click here to contact us. It should always be, contact us, click here. And so we should be able to be intuitive, but don't count on it. It's not always going to be there for you.
And it's kind of like when some of them say more, 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 like you'll go in a more, you have no context to that. So I always tell them it has to, with context list or in the headings list, it has to be clear wherever you are that that's what it, not more, click.
Yeah. So that's another reason why I prefer the headings list, because sometimes they'll have a heading on the text and then below it, it'll say click here. So if you're using the links list, all you'll see is click here or more. But if you're using the headings list, you might actually be able to find what you're looking for more quickly and easily. So I'm just going to, I'll walk you through, I'll tell you what I'm doing before I do it. So I'm going to use Alt plus the letter D for address bar to get to the CELA website. So Alt D, and I'm just going to silence that with a control key. Okay, so I'm going to press enter. I've typed in celalibrary.ca. I've just silenced it with the control key because it's loading a page. So I'm going to, now I'm pretty sure that I'm still signed in. I never log out of web pages like this. So I'm just going to hit the letter E to get to the edit field, which should be the search field.
Search by title, author, or keyword edit. Space.
And then I hit once I hit the letter E and I got to the search field, I hit the space bar to pop into that edit field. So I'm going to just search for James Patterson. So I'm going to do a quick search for James Patterson. I've just typed in his name. I don't bother to tab to the OK button. I just press enter and let it do the search.
Patterson, enter. 35 headings and 62 list title retrievers.
Once JAWS gives me that info, I know that he's finished, or he's finished loading. So now I'm going to hit the number 1 to get to the search results area.
Titled results heading level 1.
I'm going to hit 1 again just in case.
No more headings at level 1.
So there's no more headings at level 1. See, I lied to you earlier. I said it would loop around. It doesn't when you do this. So now that I've found the main level 1 heading, I'm just going to use the H key by itself to see what we've got below that. So hitting H again.
James Patterson's best series chapter sampler heading level.
So there's a heading level 2. So I'm just going to down arrow now to see what this is.
Lang by James Patterson, 2012. Lang, electronic rail contract and tract, Daisy text director, Daisy text EPUB zip, word zip.
So that sounds to me like it's a Bookshare book. I'm actually going to hit the letter X to get to the checkbox so that I can check off just CELA books. So I'm going to hit the letter X.
Complementary filter results. Bookshare checkbox not check.
So I don't want Bookshare, so I'm going to hit X again to get to the next checkbox.
CELA checkbox not check.
And I'm going to press the space bar to check that.
Space check the Bookshare CELA checkbox checked available.
So I just did an up arrow and then a down arrow to double check.
Subscribe to open a titles results CELA.
So now I'm going to go up to the top. I'm going to do control home because I want to get back to the top of the search results area.
Titles results.
And I'm going to hit the number 1 to find that level 1 heading, which is the search results.
Titles results heading level 1.
And there it is. Now I'm going to hit H to get to the first of the results.
Hit Matt Wolf, Alex Cross, number 9.
Okay. So Alex Cross series, number 9 book of the series. And I'm going to down arrow through it.
Lang, by James Patterson. Lang, Daisy Audio, Daisy Audio Director, Daisy Audio.
So that's all the formats that this book comes in. And I said earlier that you can hit the letter, now that I know this is the book I want, I'm going to hit the letter C to get to the combo box.
Combo box, the format.
Okay, now I'm going to hit the space bar to activate the combo box.
Okay, the format.
JAWS popped. So now I can down arrow through this list and find the book I want.
Daisy Audio CD.
No, I don't want a CD.
Daisy Audio Director.
There's the one I want. I want direct to player. So I don't know if I have to press enter here, but I'm going to.
Enter. Combo box. Daisy Audio Director.
And now I should be able to down arrow to the get it button.
Daisy Audio.
Oh, no.
Daisy Audio Director.
So I'm going to stay focused on Daisy direct to player, and I'm going to tab now to the get it button.
Get it button.
There it is. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space. Get it confirmed dialogue heading level 1. You must log in at books.
Oh, look at that. I'm not even logged in. So I'd have to log in before I could actually borrow that book. So this is one of those times. So I'm going to log in. I'm going to do Control Home to get to the top.
Star edit required. Jaws key plus alt plus Arthur's one. Password star. Star edit required. Jaws end. Land. Land.
Okay, so the number was there. 119478.
119478. Password star. Password edit required. Stars.
Oh, my password is still there. So I'm just going to log in.
Circle. Login button.
So I've tabbed to the login button and I'll hit the space bar.
Cella Mozilla Firefox. Bullet request place holds on CDS and embossed Cella. Accept reference search button. Wrapping the top. Accessible search by title, author, or keyword edit. Space.
So I'm just typing in that James Patterson again.
Hey, Patterson. Enter Zilla Firefox.
Now I'm not sure. I probably have to redo the whole thing. So I'm going to do the checkbox to go make sure that I've only got Cella checked.
Cella checkbox not checked.
So there it is. I've hit X twice to get to Cella. Now I'm going to do a spacebar on that. So now it's only going to search the Cella library and not Bookshare. If you don't select one of those two, it searches them both. So now I'm going to, I did Control Home to get all the way to the top. I'll hit the number one to get to the search results area.
Results heading level one.
And now I'm going to hit the letter H to get to the first result.
The Big Mac Wolf Alex.
There it is.
Number nine.
So that's the one I want to get. So now I'm going to hit the letter C to get to the combo box so that I can select the format.
Combo box, the format.
And I'll hit the space bar to pop into that.
Space.
Now I can down arrow through the list.
Daisy Audio Director.
That's the one I want. So I'm going to stay focused on it and tab to the Get It button.
Combo box, Daisy Audio Director, Get It button.
And now I'll hit the space bar on Get It.
Space. Edit confirmation dialog heading level one. Item added to your bookshelf and will be available shortly. View your bookshelf. Visited link my account.
Okay, so that's what comes up. Now I'm going to down arrow again.
Okay, and return to search results button.
So now I can hit the space bar on this button and it'll say, okay, thank you. And it'll take me back to the search results.
Space, get it button.
And it puts me right back where I was, which is on the get it button of that Alex Cross series. So you see how many different quick nav keys we can use, especially once we get to know a site and we get to know how the thing is laid out. You can get a search done pretty darn quickly and access the book you want. And you didn't see me reading through the whole doggone page to find what I was looking for. Once I did the search, the number one key took me to the results area. Then I can either down arrow or just use quick nav keys to get to each result. And once I find the result I want, I hit the C for combo box to get me to the format, select the format I want, and then tab to the Get It button, and I'm done. The download, like if you wanted to download a zip file, it would have been a couple more steps in there after you click the Get It button. Anyway, that's the long and short of how you can use QuickNav keys to really get the job done quickly. And one of the other things to remember too, you guys, when you're doing this sort of thing, you heard me do the Control Home to get to the top a couple of times. Because if you get lost in a page and you're not sure where you are, if you keep hitting buttons, it's pretty hard to get unlost. But if you start at the beginning always, you know, if you're confused, you go back to the top and then try a different strategy. At least you always start from a known position, which is the top of the page.
If you're on a laptop, you don't have those buttons, the six control plus function right beside it, plus up arrow or to get to the top and bottom. But if you are using a laptop, remember that nowadays most caps lock, usually the modifier, the insert for insert F7, you can use caps lock F7, and you can use that anyway. I mean, you can use them both for that, but I like the caps for a modifier, and like they call it a modifier key to help with your screen reader function. So there's usually a way to configure that if you want to do it that way.
I have a question, Kim.
Oh, sure, Anthony.
When I'm listening to the GT blog, I want to hear the comments, or I want to hear more the name of the person in the posting. When the screen reader reads to me, I just hear column one, row one, column two, row two. It's and I'm not sure whether I don't have the right setting to have the voiceover read to me, connect a stilted format. So is there a command or is there a way to smooth out what I'm listening to?
So using voiceover on your iDevice, is that what you're using? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone know?
I missed the early part of that question, Kim.
When I'm listening to, I go to the website and I'm to all the posts. If I click on something posted, what I hear is column one, row one, line something, so that it just goes sequentially that way, back and forth, and I was wondering, maybe I've got my rotor set incorrectly, or I'm listening to the wrong format, so that I just can't listen to it be read like a paragraph or just a normal text.
Right. One of the things to look for is go back, once you've opened up an article that you want to read, go to the top of the page and see if the reader button is available.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I do on my is with, for example, blog, they get emailed if you're subscribed. So I read them in the body of email because I find I don't get that. I don't get that, the email, but sometimes with VoiceOver, I will get it, the blog site. The other thing you can do is you can use the WordPress app. I think it reads better in there. Like perhaps I like it. It's not bad, certainly for going things. You might try the WordPress app. If it's specific to the WordPress site where you're noticing it the most, you could, those are two, you know, you could just read it in your email body, or you could get the WordPress app and look at it on that. I don't know. So,
and Kim, I just went and had a quick look in my iPhone, and I went into the settings app, and then I went into general, then accessibility, then I went to VoiceOver, and then I looked at verbosity. Yes. And if you work your way through verbosity, there's a way to turn off the column and row stuff.
Oh. So
give that a try. There were two things there that I did not turn off title headers. I left title headers on, but I turned off the second item in there, and I think that's how I silenced all that table stuff.
Okay, that's great to know. That is great to know.
Thanks for that.
And just an add-on, it's Brian here. In NVDA, if you go into your settings, you can do the same thing under, I think it's Object Presentation tab. You can limit the amount of information you get.
The other thing I have a question. you might want to say too, Anthony, quickly, is you can check in your rotor setting, you can check and uncheck a whole bunch of stuff in checkboxes, buttons, the links, all that. If you want to customize what way you navigate web with your iDevice. So it's something to kind of go through and check and uncheck the stuff that you would never use. I have heading, that might be the main two I have, but sometimes I put in other ones if I know I'm going on a site where I might go.
I left actions on because it allows me to click and delete on the...
Actions is the best. Actions.
Yeah, that allows me to get rid of or delete emails, you know, like the spammer and things right away.
Yeah, it's Sharon from Gravenhurst. Going back to the websites on the laptop, every website you get into, it says, I got to do here, accessibility links, skip to main content, accessibility help. What do all those things actually do? Because I've tried to click on some and I don't get anywhere.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, sometimes they do something, sometimes they don't. I certainly am one who never really looks at that. You know, the quick nav keys, I mean, essentially what they've given you is a quick navigation key at the top where you can use their link to get to the top of, you know, the skip to content. Well, that's what level one heading does. That's what the letter H for headings does. If you hit the letter R for regions, you can get to the main region of the page by using the letter R. So
can you tell me what regions are? I have no idea what.
Well, if
like, as opposed to headings.
Like let me go back to the GTT blog site and I'll just quickly show you.
Pro titles results JAWS profession documented ID pro account titles results cell of Firefox.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go back over here. I'm on Sela.
Title results cell.
So I'm on a search results, but I'm just gonna hit the letter R here on the Sela site. So that's a navigation region. So this will give you all of those sort of shortcut keys that the website offers you. I'm going to hit R again. Now I'm in the main region. Let's down arrow and see what that is.
Search by title author.
Look at that. Level one heading is exactly in the same place.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Region. And then if I hit R one more time, let's hear what it says.
Red.
So this will be another navigation thing. Let's see what's in there. I'm going to down arrow. So that's the home key. I'm going to hit it R one more time. So pagination, whatever the heck that is, I'm going to down arrow. So this is where if your search results gives you pages and pages of results, this is a way to get to those things. So regions are just, that's what a website gives you, is it breaks the page up into all these different regions. So letter R would get you to the main region. Usually hitting the level one heading will get you there, or you can use their skip to main content link. That's just three roads to the same destination. Oh. NVDA doesn't have regions, but and with JAWS, if you wanted to find a radio button, you'd have to use the letter A, because R is already used for regions, so they go to the second letter of radio buttons, letter A.
Thanks, so some Nolan. Of the screen readers are slightly different, and the Mac is slightly, most are the, like LP for visit link and H for heading. I think H for heading is always, I don't think you'll find that to be any different.
It's the most important shortcut we have is H for heading.
Okay. Yeah.
If anybody ever wants to sort of figure out or learn how to play in this, give me a call or give Kim or give one of us a call, and I'll happily walk you through all of it.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.ca.